You've probably heard the sweet guitars and abrasive vocals a lot on Triple J. I'm talking about Cloud Nothings, which began as a way for Dylan to bunk off studying, and then he had to put a band around him, and now he's here for Laneway Festival. Hello, Dylan from Cloud Nothings.
Hello, Doctor.
How are you doing?
How are you? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You're one of the few bands on Laneway with distortion pedals.
That's true, actually, yeah.
You guys and Japan Droids and the Men, I guess Divine Fits have a little bit of, they probably have a bit of overdrive
going
in the sound.
On, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been hanging out with just the distortion bands? Like, what's the rules backstage?
No, I mean, we've been hanging out mostly, you know, LP?
Yes.
I love that stuff, yeah. So we've been hanging out with those dudes. They're cool.
I actually saw some photos. If you don't know LP, a little bit different to Cloud Nothings, more this kind of stuff.
It's him!
Not like that. More this kind of stuff. Doing funny things with my... this is because we were talking about effects before.
You better stay aloof when the truth moves. The suicide moves.
There's LP, your touring buddy. Have you guys, because LP, he's been around for a little while.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing for a long time.
Yeah. You get any tips from LP?
Or just like
party tips.
Yeah, just don't drink too much before the show. That's the LP advice, dude. Yeah.
But what about after the show? Because I saw LP tweeting that he was hanging around, drunk, with Japan Droids, Cloud Nothings, Yay Sayer, Real Estate, and Bat for Lashes.
After the show's a different story. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it seems that you've pulled up very well tonight. I mean, you know, you're obviously keeping yourself good, keeping yourself clean and safe.
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm actually seeing the doctor today. I don't know if you know that. I'm feeling a little sick. Yeah.
Is this why you're here?
Yeah, I thought it was like a hospital or something, but it turned out to be a radio. I was blown away. Yeah.
This is why, because people have been coming in here and they haven't needed the doctor. I talked to Chani from Police yesterday. She's been going to bed before the rest of her band.
Mm-hmm.
Alt J. Having a cup of tea and some snacks. That was how they were celebrating their night off. What have you guys? Has there been any wild parties? Any seeing other bands? Fraternizing?
Yeah, we've been going to all the side shows and stuff that have been going on and just hanging out with the people we met, you know? Cool. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Who's the best? You know. Who do we need to see if we haven't already seen?
Oh, you need to see LP. You need to see the Men for sure. Yeah. Cool. Great, great band. Yeah.
And Cloud Nothings?
If you like bad stuff, like there's a band, yeah, you might like them, but I don't know.
You might like this. Okay.
Falling.
That's Cloud Nothings on Triple J. Fall In from Attack on Memory. And Dylan, the main dude in Cloud Nothings, is in the studio. You said you haven't heard that song since you recorded it.
Yeah, I know. We've been doing interviews all day, I guess, and like people keep playing the songs, and it's always funny because it sounds a lot different, I think, than they do now. Yeah.
What did you think it sounded like? Slower, faster?
I don't know. I was going for like a Cyndi Lauper thing when we were making the record.
Yeah,
and like, you know, hearing him back, it's like we missed the boat, dude. Yeah. It was
You tried, though. You really tried.
We tried hard. Yeah, I had all my synths out. Yeah, it was.
Whose idea was it? Because this is the first time you've recorded a few albums. This is the first one you recorded as a full band, mm-hmm. in the songwriting and that process, to do the crazy time shift between the verse and the chorus when the chorus kind of comes in late and the verse comes in early.
In Fall In?
Yes, in that song we just heard there.
Yeah. It's honestly our drummer, because he doesn't like to just sort of play straightforward stuff. So for that verse, he was doing whatever he's doing, you know, and then he kicked in with the other thing. And I was like, that sounds awesome.
Cool.
Let's do that. Yeah,
it's so tricky.
It's his idea. Yeah.
So, and as I said, this is, you started as a band. Well, it was just you didn't want to study. So
right.
Just,
yeah.
Just,
school was horrible. Yeah.
but you used to release songs under a whole bunch of different names.
Right. Yeah. Back when it started, I went to college for like 8 weeks and I was so bored that I just wouldn't go to class and I would make fake bands and put them online. And like I would write different kinds of songs for every band. And Cloud Nothings happened to be one of them. And from there, things sort of moved on.
Was there a Cyndi Lauper style band as one of them?
There was. Well, I was hoping it was Cloud Nothings, but apparently I messed up. Yeah.
So you would have had to think of a different band name for every time you did this.
Yeah, it was just a hobby, you know, it was something to do for fun because it's what I actually liked doing.
So
yeah.
You've kind of wasted all these band names that now no one gets to use.
Well, somebody can use them. I'll just sue them, dude. Like, it's over. You try to use that name, you're done. Yeah.
And they're living on MySpace, so no one's going to get there. And check them out.
They're living and dead on MySpace.
What was the best? Okay, did you end up with the best name out of all of those names that you chose that you had to make up?
I was doing one called Cat Killer for a minute. Oh. I liked that a lot because it was, you know.
Yeah.
It really represented my my personality.
A little bit violent.
Yeah. My lifestyle. Yeah.
Cloud Nothings are much more ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that if you want to name your band Cat Killer and you don't mind a lawsuit from Dylan from Cloud Nothings, it's there. It's ready and waiting.
Uh-huh, please take it.
That's the one. Don't Google it. Do not Google the name.
If you Google it, make sure you at least Google image it instead of just straight Google it.
Do not listen to Dylan. Dylan does not represent the views of the ABC. So 8 weeks of study, and you were studying music.
I was doing saxophone, actually, yeah.
Where's the sax on Cloud Nothings?
It's where is actually, it? It's buried deep in all the tracks. It's always there. It's always it's like guitar solo in the last song. It's just like saxophone through some distortion pedals.
The scratch sax is always there.
Yeah, the old James Chance style, yeah.
Oh, dear. You know, there's a guy downstairs who actually used to play saxophone in a bunch of Australian bands.
Really?
Including the Models, James Valentine. We emailed him. Asked him to surprise us with a saxophone. Sadly, he does not have the saxophone with him.
Unfortunately,
we don't get to do the punking, play the sax for us live on Triple J.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
If anyone wants to bring a saxophone in, we've got about 10 minutes left of this interview. Triple J, Dylan from Cloud Nothing's in the studio. Here is Delphic. On Triple J, that is Delphic and Bayer. I think we're going to be hearing from Delphic sometime on Triple J. Okay, the reason we're laughing, Dylan from Cloud Nothings is in the studio, and we were just talking about the different bands that, the fake bands, I guess, that you made up for Cloud Nothings when you're a
utterly false band.
Disgruntled college student. And one of the bands was called Cat Killer, which is not a nice name, but thanks to Angus at Triple J, he just tweeted the MySpace page. This is the Tree Limbs Together and Your Heart Beats, My Magazine Heart. Is this the Cat Killer of your past?
No.
Word
yeah,
to remember.
No, not at all. Hold yeah, don't you. Go to that website. Yeah.
should we hear a little bit of Tree Limbs Together?
No, you shouldn't listen to that.
Should
stuff,
we not?
Man. Yeah.
I just press the play here. Actually, you know what?
I know how easy it is.
I can't
because
MySpace is still so slow. I think it'll take me to the end of the show to get it working. So sadly, okay. We won't hear it, but it is available. If you're a mega fan, go and find it. Does it sound? I'm going to play Wasted Days next. Does it sound anything like that?
You pretty much know. If you hear Wasted Days, you hear Cat Killer. Yeah.
So what? Oh dear. Hey, speaking of other bands, which we like to talk about here on Triple J, I did read a great answer to a question. You know, you talk about saxophone. Obviously, you're quite a talented guitarist, but you talked about albums that you once loved, and you mentioned the album Van Halen 2.
Ooh, yeah.
Songs like Beautiful on it, Beautiful Girl on it. And you said you used to be able to play these tunes, but you've had to dumb yourself down.
Yeah, yeah. I was into all that Guitar Hero stuff for a minute, you know, and then I started realizing, like, whoa, that stuff sucks. So I had to try to, like, make myself do the opposite of everything I thought was cool for a little while.
So to make music in Cloud Nothings, you had to make yourself play guitar not as well.
Even before Cloud Nothings. Like, I realized that a long time
ago. Around about the Cat Killer days. Yeah.
Around when I was, like, 12, I think I figured that one out. Yeah.
How do you make yourself play guitar crappy, though? How do you sort of
get your licks? Oh, it's not playing crappy. It's just playing, less. Like, people who play really fast all the time, you know, that's cool, you know, and that's awesome they can do that, but it's just not at all what I want to do anymore. Yeah.
So this sort of thing. There'll be no Van Halen Beautiful Girl. Actually, there's that song on the classical guitar on that album too, isn't it? They were just like sweep picking that flamenco one.
Classic, yeah.
Let's not talk about it, but that's not going to be happening at the show tonight at the Annandale or at the last two Laneway festivals on a Cloud Nothing stage.
I mean, I'm not going to make any promises. But
instead, there's going to be very, very giant jams.
Yeah, large jams.
Yeah, which is a very good thing. Now, we're three albums in. We've been playing songs off Attack on Memory, and I've heard that you've already got a new album pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, we're recording it next month, actually, back in our Dallas, Texas, actually, yeah.
Nice. What's it sound like?
You know, it's not as big of a leap as the previous album was to Attack on Memory, but it's still pretty different. It's heavier, I guess. Yeah, it's pretty jammy. You know, it's good.
Yeah, and you're settling in, obviously, to writing and recording with your bandmates.
So yeah, it's definitely a full band effort this time around. Yeah,
cool. Mm-hmm. Where's the saxophone? Which track? Which track number?
It's on Darkness on the Edge of Town, I think. Yeah.
Oh, great. So recording next month, have you got a title for it or any of those little facts yet?
None of that stuff yet, but, you know, you'll be the first to know, I promise.
Really?
Yeah.
Me?
You tweet personally, me. Yeah. Fact, I'll direct message you.
Or just put it up on the Cat Killer MySpace site. We'll,
yeah,
I'll have that up.
You guys will be up there every day.
I'll be getting Google alerts. All right, well, I'm going to play a song from Attack on Memory. This one is distinct in that it's probably, I'd say, definitely in Cloud Nothing terms, the longest song you've written by far.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wasted Days. What brought about writing a song that goes for almost 9 minutes?
I'd never written a long song before, and I thought long songs were cool, so I was like, let's do one. Yeah, and we did it.
You absolutely did. How long does this go for when you play it live?
Oh, anywhere from like 15 to... We've done it for half an hour before, honestly. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, what time do I have to get in work tomorrow? Actually, no, you can make it go long tonight. That's cool.
I'll do it for you.
A Triple J, almost 9 minutes of Cloud Nothings right now. Playing at the Annandale tonight. A sneaky little DJ set tomorrow for Adelaide people. And then the Laneway Festivals on Friday and Sunday. Whenever they are.
Adelaide and Perth.
Adelaide and Perth, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks heaps, Dylan.
Yeah.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.